Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bob Kuska is our guest, founder of The Fusion Factor. That's also the title of his first book, which we helped him launch on the show. Bob, thanks again for being here. I need your website one more time, please.
TheFusionFactor.com, Jim.
All right. What will they find when they get there?
They will find information about what I do, what my services are, and they can reach out to me, and I'll help them hire people.
You got resources there, too, don't you?
I do. I do. A lot of newsletters, a lot of things they can read up on human resources, and how to treat people, and how to build competency models.
He's one of the best folks in the business. Hey, Bob, I like your idea of planning instead of reacting. And to me, one of the things I think we're all going to have to do is, in the past, when it wasn't such a seller's market, when unemployment wasn't so low, you could say, okay, I need somebody, let's start looking, and you'd fill that slot. Today, you better start looking before you need somebody, right?
In fact,
if you find the qualified person, you may have to hire them before you need them. What do you think about that idea?
You know, that's really tough for my small businesses, but I encourage them to do that where they can. Because what's also happening in the world of HR now, HR people are talking about ghosting. And what ghosting is, you know, you go looking for a person and someone applies to your job. Before you can call them, they're gone. Or you call them and make an appointment, and they don't show up.
Right.
Or you hire them, and they don't come on the first day.
Right.
Because the market is so good. It's a buyer's market for these people out there right now. So you got to go to market. You got to have a brand. You know, come to work for me because I'm the best guy who does what I do. And I treat my people well. We have great benefits. Whatever it is that's part of your brand image, let people know that when you're advertising.
You know, another thing that we got to think about, Bob, and this is all part of the HR. Part of having a strong team is not just bringing on the next one, but keeping the ones you've already got. I mean, today with the circumstances, if you hire somebody, you're probably taking them away from somebody, and so that means that somebody's out there looking for your people. What do you think?
Absolutely. And you know what? The cost of hiring is 1.5 times salary on average. So you lose somebody. You lose that mechanic that's really good, and you got to find a new guy that costs you money, train the new guy that costs you money, deal with all the issues that a new employee brings to the table. People are expensive, Jim. I always say that. Do the math. So do your best. I know your next guest is going to talk about retention. Well, that's just as important as attracting them.
If you think about it, I mean, one of the things I tell people is if you've got key people that you wouldn't even want to think about doing without, operating your business without them, imagine that tomorrow they're going to come to you and say, boss, I got a better offer. And you say, what would it take to keep you? And they gave you a number. They gave you those circumstances. And if you were willing to pay what you think they might ask you for, then you got to say, okay, am I paying them that now? And you probably better, you probably better pick up your game a little bit. What do you think, Bob?
You know, there's simple ways you can do that. If you don't know if your pay is competitive in your market, you need to find out. Because when they come to you and do what you just said, Jim, they say, hey, I want $1 an hour more. Well, now they've got you at ransom. Because if you need them and you give them $1 an hour, 6 months from now they ask you for $2. So you can go to your local business association, your chamber of commerce, and get salary data to say, am I paying enough for my truck drivers? And you should pay them, you know, a competitive rate.
Yep.
But you should have a philosophy as well. I don't tell people to pay the most in the marketplace. I say, pay equal to or better than so that you know you're competitive.
And the other thing, Bob, is you and I both know the research shows that people don't leave historically because they didn't get enough money. They left because people didn't feel appreciated. And that's something you can do spending any money. And if people are being poached and the company they work for, if they feel like they're valued, they're treated like professionals, they're respected, and they want to help them grow as a professional, just throwing a lot more money at them might not cause you to lose them. What do you think?
There's an old saying, Jim. People join a company, but they leave a manager.
Say that again. Folks, this could be in the test. Say it again. Say that again.
Oh, people join a company, but they leave a manager.
Yeah, that's true. The research shows that.
If they come and they're unhappy with their manager or their peers or the conditions at the company, they'll leave no matter what the money is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you need to be tuned into. And the way you find out is, you know, the old saying, management by walking around.
Yep, MBWA.
Talk to your people. Yeah?
No question about it. Hey, Bob, I need your website one more time, please.
TheFusionFactor.com.
Folks, I encourage you to check it out. I encourage you to find Bob and his books. And see what's going on over there. He'll help you, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Bob, good job today. Will you come back again soon?
Always looking to come back, Jim. Thank you.
Bob Kuska, ladies and gentlemen, Kustka, if you're Googling him, and former head of the HR department at Gillette. What a great resource we've had from him for the last 12 years. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.